It's Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of the Revelation. I hope you're enjoying this because it is a blessing when you read the book of the Revelation. Well, I think we left off here at the 7th verse of 20th, right around the 20th chapter. And when the 1,000 years are completed, this 1,000-year millennium, 1,000-year this 1,000 years of peace, Satan will be released from his prison. And like we said before, Satan will be how God can make a prison. I guess it. Satan is a not only a spirit; he's a physical being, so he can be imprisoned. And God is imprisoning Satan for 1,000 years, just short of 1,000 years, and then releasing him. This shows you who's in charge. It really does, because God is in charge. If he can take Satan, which, you know, was given authority in the beginning by Adam, and he's given authority to actually be the God over this world, if we think about it. And then God sends his angels to overpower Satan and puts him in a prison. And this is a 1,000-year term. And then he releases him to go out into the people, and he'll go deceive the nations again, which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together for war. Gog and Magog, just another word for devil, antichrist, false prophet, same basic thing. And to gather them together for the war, the number of them is the sand of the sea. They should came up on the broad plain of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, and fire came down from heaven and devoured them. There you go. They want to get war. Okay, I'll give you some war. God just said, "Whoo!" There's some fire for you. You talk about a gasoline fire, boy. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast, false prophet, and also are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever. There you go. The beast and the false prophet. Now, the beast is, remember, the beast can be substituted by the Antichrist. And the beast can be substituted for an entire nation, the beast. The eighth kingdom was the beast. There's a beast of a nation. There's a beast called the Antichrist, the false prophet, those which promoted this devil, this beast, this nation, eighth kingdom, and also will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Those that agreed with Satan, took the mark, are the beast. And verse 11, I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great, the small, standing before the throne. These are the dead that went down into Hades, hell, and were kept there until this 1,000 years were expired, was expired. And the books were opened. Good old-fashioned book. It doesn't say that they open a Windows 11 or Windows 12 or a computer. The books. These are physical books. The books were open. And another book was open, which is the Book of Life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books. These are the dead that this brought out. And these are spirits, actually. Spirits of the dead. Brought out and were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds. You know, these things that you do, sometimes they come back to haunt you, don't they? Sometimes they come back to haunt you. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds. And death and hell were thrown into the lake of fire. There it is. Antichrist, false prophet, representing thousands, millions of people. Thrown into the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found, and they are not going to be found, face it, they won't be found if they took the mark, if they took the agreement clause, if you will, that Satan gave out and said, here, you agree with me and you believe in me, I'll make you born again of death, separation from God, born again of the dead and those that don't believe in redemption. And there's many. All of them were thrown into the lake of fire. Well, sounds like, oh my goodness. Sounds like a brutal, vengeful God. Well, he's been saying this for years and years and centuries. Finally, the judgment part of God come forth and is manifested. It's not secret. This is something that's been promised from ever. And the time has come for these to be thrown in the lake of fire. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away. New heaven, new earth, the present creation, going to be rolled over into another creation, cleansed from all the effects of sin, recreated. It's going to be renovated. Renovated. All the effects of sin, the effects of Satan, the effects of Adam, the effects of all of the evil that has been here for a sickness, disease, infirmity, all of these dirty, filthy things. And it's going to be cleansed from one state to a pure state, from an evil state to a pure state. All the effects of sin. It's in 2 Peter 3, 7, 10, 12. This new Jerusalem, the holy city, four square, coming down. I saw the holy city coming down, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. From God. This is a new creation, folks. This new holy city. New creation. Four square. 1,500 miles square. Made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. You talk about a day. What a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see. I look upon his face. The one who saved me by his grace. And that is going to be a special day. The marriage supper of the Lamb. A bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God. So there is a tabernacle of God. Must be, that's what it says. A loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is among men. Is among men. And he shall dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them. God himself. Wow. God himself shall be among them. A heavenly city will be the abode of the saints. The bride of Christ. Revelation 21. And the place of Christ, the place Christ is preparing for his people. He says, I go away. If I go away, I will prepare a place for you. That where I am, you may be also. It all fits together, doesn't it? It all fits together. He's preparing this place for his people. John 14:2. The New Jerusalem is described in detail. We're getting ready to read it. Not in this particular program, maybe tomorrow. 21 verse 9, 22 verse 5. It will evidently be a place merged together over the earth or near the earth. Nobody knows. You know, God knows what he's doing. He built this earth. He created it with his word. So all he has to do is just speak it. And it's not going to be some, oh boy, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to put these two together. No, he'll do the right job. It will be the dwelling place of all believers during eternity. It will be a great place, a new heaven, new earth, first heaven, first earth, passed away or passed from one state to another, from a filthy state, a cursed earth, to a blessed earth, perhaps restored to the original creation, as in the Garden of Eden. Perhaps it will be rebuilt, the place where Adam was, the Garden of Eden, the Tree of Life, everything, and it will be a blessed place. It'll be a place that you'll want to be and spend time. It's going to be grand. God himself shall be among you. You want to be a part of that? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my heart now. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Let me be ready for this new heaven, new earth. Let me be invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Let me be invited along with the saints. Let me be a part of this new heaven and new earth. Let me be with God for all eternity. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. shoot us an email, let us know you're listening, and call us 928-368-6766. Leave a message, I'll certainly call you back. Leave a testimony by email. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.